This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good evening. What a joy to be with you again. And this is Women's Month, right?
Yes.
In South Africa. Actually, International Women's Month was already in March.
Mm.
But both of them have got the same purpose, and that is to focus on empowering women.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
So, Frederick and I decided.
Yes, so we're going to be talking about women in the Bible and women in our day-to-day lives and how we can navigate, how we can empower or share how women can be empowered in this month. You know, Suki, I often see the posters, the large posters that say, end gender violence.
Mm.
And and it's so sad that so much of the current violence is against women.
Mm-hmm.
And domestic.
Right.
And it's really a terrible thing. So I'm so glad that this month the country can focus on how we are to take care of the women in our own lives and the many others that we don't even ever meet,
right, but just
to have the right attitude towards them.
Exactly. And because of our program, it's about addiction, right?
Mm.
And I'm sure that addiction plays a very big role in a lot of the gender violence and a lot of the abuse and misuse of women.
Yes.
Not only for women who get affected because they become addicted, but also women who are affected by their loved ones and their partners, their fathers, their children that are addicted.
You know, Suki, some of the statistics say that it is more likely that men are addicted and that it is men that are doing the abuse. But the statistics has changed a little bit from quite a while ago, so that there are many women that are also caught up in some hurt, hang-up or habit.
Or addiction.
Or addiction. And so we want to speak to the women and let them know you can be empowered to move away from whatever you are busy struggling with.
Right.
Even if your partner or a friend or is struggling with some addiction, that there is help, that there is hope. They don't have to be stuck in that area of their lives.
Right. And for women who are stuck in addiction, because that is happens very often, because in our situation and many of the people we know, it's men that are addicted. But that doesn't mean that it's not a lot of women, like you said, that actually struggle with active addiction. And there's so much stigma.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot more stigma for women that are caught up in addiction. And because of their roles to be at home with children, it's much more difficult for them to reach out for help and to get away to a treatment center. So we also want to talk about or against the stigma.
Yes.
Because women are people, just like men.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why can they not also be addicted?
Yeah.
I don't mean they want to, but you know what I mean. Why is it that it's more socially accepted that men are caught up in addiction and women are not are not supposed to be caught up in addiction? We're just people, right? And with that, I also just want to look a little bit of the role of women in the Bible.
Yes. And there are many.
Yes,
are many.
Exactly. God had used many women to spread the word and to lead others biblically. And throughout the Bible, women have played a key role in fulfilling God's plan.
And there are some very notable women in Jesus' lineage. Genealogy. Genealogy.
Yes, that's right. That's right, yeah. And they've held positions of leadership and responsibilities in spreading the gospel.
In the Old and New Testament, Suki.
Exactly. Of course, there are many more stories about men in the Bible. They're more prevalent, right? But if you look at it, there are also very interesting women that are portrayed in the Old and New Testament, like yes. you say. And I'm thinking, Frederick, of Proverbs 31, you know, that iconic chapter.
Oh, yes, how women should be.
Yes, that almost shamed me. It used to shame me when I read it. I thought, oh boy, I can never be like that. But I think it's more about women in general. It's not about one woman, because she sounds like a super-duper power.
Yeah. I suppose if you put all the women together in, and at least they all together would be the Proverbs 31 women.
Right. But I do think there are women that are pretty close to the 30 Proverbs 31 women.
Yes, yeah.
And then I'm thinking about the verse that says, she's clothed with strength and dignity, and she can laugh at days to come. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Sure.
Joch, and if you think of the days we live in today, Frederick, it's hard. It's hard. I mean, with electricity increases, the prices and the load shedding and the struggles we go through. Not only that, with petrol prices, with interest high rates. I saw when I looked in the paper this morning, I saw that from November last year till now, people are paying already 1,500 rand a month more on their house loans because of the interest rate. And it's about to go up another 950 soon.
Sure.
So
Suki, you know, you are mentioning these issues or these things that are happening around us. And, you know, in many households, it's the woman that does the shopping. It's a woman that pays the electricity and takes care of the finances. Mm. And this brings a lot of stress.
Oh.
You know, I know I heard one of our lady friends that struggles financially because her husband just refuses to pay certain bills and doesn't want to give her money to buy things that she needs and that are required in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is actually domestic abuse.
Mm-hmm.
So women,
domestic violence.
And domestic violence,
because he's withholding resources from her.
Mm.
Yeah, and many people are sitting in that position, and they don't always think about that as domestic violence. Me neither. I haven't thought about it until I went to look for help for her. And when I realized emotional abuse is also seen as domestic violence.
Yeah.
But, Frederick, we keep on wandering from where we were. We were actually saying she's clothed with strength and dignity.
Yeah.
And it can last in the days to come. That's hard, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In spite of all these things that we are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Why do you think does the Bible say that in spite of all the troubles?
Well, if we look at some of the figures in Scripture, I'll just mention a few of them is Sarah, Rachel, Rebecca, Rahab, Ruth, Esther, Deborah, and I think of another one in the New Testament, Priscilla, is it? Priscilla.
Yeah, there are many.
And that both Marys and Martha that took care of the needs of Jesus. And the other women that fulfilled particular roles in fulfilling Scripture. And I think it is, what is it? Deborah.
Deborah
that actually led the Israelite armies into victory.
Right. So even they faced huge, tremendous challenges, but they moved forward with strength and dignity.
Yeah.
Many of these women that you mentioned have faced astronomical challenges, but they show us how women had moved forward with dignity and strength. Or maybe there were times when they really struggled, when they didn't feel that they had dignity and strength.
Yeah.
But eventually, God came through for them, and they could laugh at the days to come. And that is a message that I want to give to women today.
There's hope. Hey? There's hope.
And like you said, Frederick, when we look at Jesus' role, at Jesus' attitude towards women, he set the tone by elevating the status of women, you know. Now that we're thinking about this month, the theme is empowering women.
Yeah.
And so he did it wherever he went. In a society where women were relegated to second-class status, Jesus healed them. He defended them. He depended upon their influence, and he built genuine friendships with them. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. If I think about the group of women, I always pride myself, you know, my name is Suki, but my real name is Susanna. And one of the ladies that had gone with Jesus, the women that supported him in his ministry, were Johanna and Susanna, and then Mary that went with Jesus. And they actually supported his ministry. So he was surrounded by women.
Mm, mm. Yeah, so Suki, this is something that actually that we can talk and talk and talk about. There's so much information that we can share. But let's take a break, and then after the break, we'll continue with the discussion of how women can be empowered from a biblical perspective. Welcome back, listeners, and we're so privileged to talk about women in Women's Month. And, you know, women are so often seen as powerless and even seen as weak, as the weaker gender, but there are so many things that they are able to do, that they can be empowered to do, Suki, and that is in spite of all their challenges. And, you know, when we look at the challenges that many, many women have, and many Christian women, many women that call themselves Christ followers, that even in the midst of their challenges, God is faithful. And it is through God's empowerment that they are able to overcome many of their challenges.
That's right. And then also for us in our friendship with one another, how we can empower each other and encourage each other to move forward. Yeah, maybe Frederick, I can just mention something here. I haven't done it before. I also do a little insert on a Tuesday afternoon at 1:30 on Gilmer's program on friendship between women. So ladies, if you haven't heard that before and you are around and you want to hear a little bit more about that, I also, in this month, talk a lot about friendships between women and friendships Jesus had with women and women had with Jesus. But let's just get back to women and addiction, hey? It's very interesting that substance abuse is still more common when it comes to men. But it also said research had shown that when women get into substance abuse, they spiral down much quicker.
Oh, interesting.
Because they don't have the support that men have. And many, in their families, everybody actually calls on them. And they don't have someone else to call on. And then, of course, the family gets really, really affected if the mom is the one that's struggling with a substance abuse.
Or even a process addiction.
Of course, we're going to speak about that now. But it also says that I looked a little bit at the newest research, and it said that women are actually just as likely as men to develop substance use disorder. And even more, that, like I said, they tend to progress from use to addiction more quickly than their male counterparts, because they also suffer with co-occurring mental health disorders. Many women are more susceptible to mental health illness like anxiety, depression, eating disorders, and trauma than men. And they are twice as likely as men to develop major depressive disorder, eating disorder, and anxiety disorder. And up to 99% of women in drug treatment centers have experienced trauma in their lives, such as physical abuse or the death of a loved one.
So, Suki, it almost sounds like they're predisposed to spiral down a lot quicker. But it is a fact that they are caught up in addictions and in substance abuse. I know that you have attended Al-Anon for quite a while, and And over there is seen some of the men sitting in Al-Anon because their wives have been caught up in alcoholism.
Alcoholics
or even drug addicts. And the struggle that those family members have, and not only the husband, but the children and the whole family that is caught up, and the dysfunctions that come in because of their substance abuse addiction.
And Frederick, this is why we talk in this program about these things, eh? Because why do people think that Christians shouldn't be addicted? I mean, of course, you know, if you look at the Bible, of course, if we follow Jesus, but we live in a fallen world.
Yes, yes.
And it says here also part of the research is that many women report to use drugs to relieve stress or negative emotions.
Mm.
And studies show that women primarily use drugs in response to psychological stress.
Mm.
And that's why we often talk about stress and what to do with stress. And I think maybe we need to do that more often, hey? Maybe do a whole month just on how people can get rid of their emotional stress.
Mm.
Because, listen, here it actually says that people actually go to drugs because they don't know how to process the emotions.
Yeah.
It's because of our wounds that we get that we fall into addiction.
But what is very interesting, Suki, is that women are more likely to ask for help, to seek mental health services than what men are. I think men are very much in quicker to be or longer be in denial than what women are.
It's true, but then the problem comes, like we said earlier, when women need to be admitted to treatment programs. That's a lot more difficult because everybody depends on mom.
Yeah,
you know, it reminds me of Mao Zedong. You know, we lived in China for a long time, many of the listeners know. And I know he said that women hold up half the sky. He's not someone that I normally like to quote, but that sentence is really, really true. What do you think about it? And now you need to be careful how you respond.
No, Suki, it's very true. If I just think of our relationship and our household, you know, the men are busy with their handiwork and working and bringing in finances, and they very seldom are 100% or wholeheartedly involved in taking care of all the things that need to be taken care of, you know. Who's taking the kids to school and picking them up because dad is busy working. He can't in the middle of the day go and pick up the kids.
Well, dad forgot because he's so busy.
That's often the case. So men are usually busy with the practical, hard things of life.
Mm.
And mommy's required to look after all the others. And not even speak about the married woman, but many single women that need to take care of their children without a husband or support.
And I'm also thinking it's also how the difference is between men and women, how men are wired and how women are wired.
Yes.
Because men, I know, for those of us who watched The Cavemen, long ago we watched it, and it's actually also based on research by, was it Gary Chapman? I can't remember the guy who wrote, women are from Mars and men from, men are from Mars and women from Venus. I can't remember the author now, but I remember he did research on how men's brains work. And men actually focus in on one thing.
Yeah.
They zoom in on one thing. They just do one box at a time.
Yeah.
Where women scan and they look at everything and all things, and they pick up a lot of things.
The bigger picture.
The bigger picture. Mm. So you can imagine the moment the woman is out of the picture to go to a treatment center and the man just focuses on one thing, I see trouble.
Yeah.
We are there to complement each other, hey? And then also the sad thing is that women are not only just addicted to substance abuse, but also process addictions.
Yes, and you know, Suki, I still attend the SAA meetings, and because of my addiction, and thankfully overcome, I no longer am acting out on my addiction. But in those fellowships, in the fellowship of SAA, there are less women in that attend meetings than what men do, and I think it's You know, for example, the sex addiction. When a woman comes into the rooms, men like say, ooh, what is this about? You know, and there's almost been triggered. And a woman feel out of place and at dis-ease for being surrounded by men and then saying, I have a sexual addiction.
Or a porn addiction. And there are many. There are many women. I saw from statistics that in America it's even up to, I think, 40% also of women that struggle with sex or porn addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also something we need to talk about because there's so much stigma and shame that people don't feel they can get help. And if they need help, you know, we often talk about because you're the one struggling with that and I'm the one struggling with a co-addiction. So often it's seen like, you know, men are the ones struggling with porn addiction, not women. But in fact, there are actually many women who also struggle with this.
Yeah, but that is not, that's for the porn addiction or the sexual addiction. But how many women struggle with eating disorders?
That's also process addiction.
Yeah, that's also process and process addiction. And how many women are perhaps caught up in gambling or in social media on their phones and sit the whole day with that and almost neglect the children?
Right.
So women can be caught up in these things, but Suki, there's one thing that I really want to mention. There's hope. One can get out of these addictions, these hurts, hang-ups, and habits because God is faithful.
Amen.
And that is what I want to stress, that God is so faithful, and we have so many examples, and we're going to be speaking to some guests that are women that have experienced exactly this, how God has been faithful in taking them or their loved ones out of some hurt, hang-up, or habit. And the emphasis that I really want to stress is, Suki, God is the one that is faithful, and He is able to bring us into a healthy, intimate relationship with Him, with ourselves, with others, and with those closest to us.
Amen. It's so true. There is help. And the main thing is to admit that there's a problem. And it's hard, hey? I mean, even shopping, there are ladies that have shopping addictions. It's not in the DSM-5, you know, that book that says what. But there are ladies that whenever, and I know many ladies can identify with that, to maybe a lesser degree. When we don't feel well, we like to go out and do some shopping. But then there are ladies who do it even when they don't have money, and they get into deep financial trouble because of that. But like you say, it, fortunately, the story doesn't end there. There are answers, and there is hope. And please, if you're listening to this program and you don't know where to find help, write to us. We are linked with lots of resources. We have contact with many people that we've spoken to. We've made more than 100 programs. Oh, no, almost 100 programs. Wow, next week will be the 100th one. And so we have lots of resources. If you don't know where to go, please reach out to us. We can help you and put you in contact maybe with people that you can help or groups where you can get some help.
Yeah, so the way you can get in hold of us is through email is Frederick Suki, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-K without the C, and then Suki, S-O-E-K-I-E, all one word, at kpulpit.co.za. And write to us, and we'd love to be in contact with you.
And then also, if you know about someone that's struggling, why don't you go to the podcast, go to our podcast address and click on that and download it, or get people, send people the link to a podcast, to this podcast that they can listen, because so many people are so ashamed. There's no need for shame. Jesus has died for our sins, and there is a way. Many women can testify. And please stay tuned in for the rest of the month. We're going to speak to several women that had struggled with addictions and had become free and were in relationship with people with addictions and how God had helped them. There is hope.
Amen.
Just give us that podcast address for you.
Okay, so it's www.kpulpit.co.za/ podcasts/ and into me see. Just get that podcast and listen and send it along to friends. Thank you very much for being with us, listeners, and we look forward to being with you next week again.
God bless.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.